Welcome to Shomar Show on the Daf. We're in Pesachim Daf from Zayin. The Gemara Mudalev mentions that Rosh Hashanah can have 2 days of Yom Tev on a Thursday and on a Friday. Rashi goes on to explain it, and Rashi concludes by saying, Shnei Yomim Tovim Rosh Hashanah Daf Kanokat. We're speaking only in 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. The Bezman Lechem Aponim, because in Tam and Beis HaMikdash, Lo Yayu Shnei Yomim Tovim Shegolius. Because in Tam and Beis HaMikdash, we didn't have other 2 days of Yom Tev. 2 days of Yom Tov are only in the on Rosh Hashanah. It's impossible in time based HaMikdash to have another concept of 2 days of Yom Tov. Ask the Tzlach on Rashi, what does Rashi mean that only in the time based HaMikdash we don't have 2 days of Yom Tov? Even after Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, we don't have 2 days of Yom Tov in Eretz Yisrael. We have 2 days of Yom Tov only in Chutz Laretz, only out of Eretz Yisrael. But in Eretz Yisrael, you have 2 days of Yom Tov? The Nei Dibi Yehuda is referring to the Halach and the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, then Eretz Yisrael, we keep only 1 day of Yom Tov. And this question opens a big debate in the Achronim. What does Rashi mean? Does Rashi hold that there is a possibility of having 2 days of Yom Tov in Eretz Yisrael? The Chasav Sofer over here wants to say that maybe there is a possibility of having 2 days of Yom Tov in Eretz Yisrael if the Beis Din of Am Yisrael are sitting out of Eretz Yisrael. But others argue that even Rashi agrees that in Eretz Yisrael, you cannot have 2 days of Yom Tov. The concept of Yom Tov Shem Yishagolius doesn't apply in Eretz Yisrael. The Yavetz already points out that why is that this has to do with Eretz Yisrael or Chutz Laretz? I mean, the idea of having 2 days of Yom Tov has to do where did the Shluchim, where the messengers arrived. So who cares? Who made up that boundary between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz? Eretz Yisrael is 1 day, Chutz Laretz is 2 days. It really depends. If the Shluchim came, it's 1 day. If the Shluchim did not come, it's 2 days. Why would the fringe between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz? So to explain that, I just want to bring here Alpi Kabbalah, what's the idea of Yom Tov Sheni Shegolius, which will shed light to this discussion. The Ramak writes, the Ramak was the Rebbe of the Arizal, and he writes the idea, which is explained a little better in the Likutei Torah to the Baal HaTanya, explains the following idea. Yom Tov is a revelation of a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world. Meaning, when you have a regular weekday, then it's a Yom Choril. You don't see so much Kedusha. You get the Shabbos, that's a very, very high level Kedusha. Yom Tov is when the Kedusha spreads out. You could connect to here, where we mentioned in the previous Daf, the name of the Maharal, that Yom Tov is Me'inu Yemois HaMashiach. Meaning, the time of Mashiach will be a revelation of Hashem. Kodesh Baruch Hu, so to speak, will be Megala, will reveal His Kedusha in the world. And that's why we have every Yom Tov, a revelation of Kedusha. So, the way the Baal Tanya says it, when Kodesh Baruch Hu reveals His Kedusha in His home, it's revealed right away. There's no Masochim, there's no covers, there's no boundaries. And it's the Kedusha spreads out right away. But as far as you get from the home of the king, then it takes longer for the Kedusha to be chal, to be absorbed, to be revealed. So in Eretz Yisrael, which is considered to be the Chatzar of Hashem, the place where Kodesh Baruch Hu, so to speak, lives, that's His house, there you have the Kedusha spreads all over Eretz Yisrael right away on Yom Tov. But when it comes to Chutz Laretz, out of Eretz Yisrael, a place which has less Kedusha, where there's a lot of boundaries that don't allow the Kedusha to spread so much. As brought down, the Ramak quotes the Gemara that says when a Jew leaves Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz Laretz, Dovid HaMelech says it's compared to worshipping of Avodah Zarah. Because you are under the rishus of other koichas, of other powers in the world, not directly connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when you go through these other rishuyas, the Kedusha needs more time to spread. Meaning, the Kedusha needs another day to be chal, to come out. That's why in Eretz Yisrael you have only 1 day of Yom Tov. While in Chutz Laretz you have 2 days of Yom Tov, it's a longer time to be mekabel, the Kedusha of Yom Tov. This obviously explains more the debate when Ben Chutz Laretz goes into Eretz Yisrael, does he keep 1 day Yom Tov or not? The halachat Shulchan Aruch is that he keeps 2 days Yom Tov. But the Shulchan Aruch Harav brings another opinion, which is the Shitas HaChacham Tzvi, that says, no, when you come from Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael, you keep only 1 day Yom Tov. This explains the debate, because if the pshat is in chutzot is longer too for the gedush to be chal, so maybe it's a din only on the place. When you're there, it takes longer to have the gedusha. When you're at Yisrael, it's only one day. On the other hand, you could say it depends on the people in that place, not depend on the location only. That's where the debate comes. The Shor Lumeshiv wants to say that that's pshat in Rashi. What does Rashi mean? There's a possibility to keep it 2 days young to be in Eretz Yisrael. For someone who lives in Chutz Laaretz and comes to Eretz Yisrael, then you have 2 days Yom Tov in Eretz Yisrael. If most of Eretz Yisrael will be Bnei Chutz Laaretz, you'll keep 2 days. But Eretz Yisrael, Mitzad Atzmoy, that is only 1 day because the Kedusha is Chal right away. So you merely have only 1 day Yom Tov in Eretz Yisrael for Bnei Eretz Yisrael. Anyone who wants to join the Shor Machshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shormachshava@gmail.com.